The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, November 7, 2022, the day before Election Day. And will wonders never cease? Dave Krieger with you, by the way. Two leaders of the True the Vote organization, True the Vote. We're talking about Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. Were ordered released today from prison from a contempt citation. They were imprisoned October 31st. They've been in jail for a week now after U.S. District Judge Kenneth Hoyt, a Reagan appointee, found them in contempt of court for not revealing the identities of people who were with them when information was accessed from Connect, a Michigan-based election management software company whose founder was recently arrested for allegedly stealing poll worker data and hosting it on servers in China. This is the fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that ordered their release, three-judge panel. From the Fifth Circuit, well, that's some good news, considering, you know, all of our rebuffing every time we turn around saying that there was something wrong with the 2020 election. And, you know, isn't it amazing? It's the day before Election Day that they've been released from jail. And we've got Dick Morris with us. His website is dickmorris.com. And we're talking about the red wave. Dick's number one best-selling book, by the way, is The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Yeah, The Big Red Wave. Dick, how you doing, sir? Welcome back to the show.
Good. I'm getting to be a good surfer riding the red wave. I think it's more significant than even the media has portrayed. You have to remember that in the Senate this year, because a third of the Senate is up every 2 years, the composition of the incumbents varies. You only have 33 up in each cycle. And this year there were 22 Republicans up and only 11 Democrats. So the Republicans had a lot more vulnerability, and everybody thought that we would lose seats. But in fact, Trump went out and lined up candidates in each of those races, and for the most part opposed the rhinos who were being nominated by the party establishment who were going to lose, and got MAGA Republicans nominated. And they are now on route to winning the election. I believe the Republicans will pick up somewhere between 54 and 56 seats in the Senate. I think we're going to win, hold the four seats that are at issue now, Oz in Pennsylvania, Johnson in Wisconsin, Vance in Ohio, and another one that I'm forgetting. But we'll win those seats, including ours. And then I believe we'll have pickups in Nevada, in New Hampshire, in Georgia, Arizona, and I believe we have a decent shot at a pickup in Washington State. So it's kind of incredible the magnitude of the victory that I think is approaching.
Well, what I think is more significant is the fact that Oregon could have a Republican governor, and they're so woke out there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Washington State might get rid of Murray Cantrell, the senator, Patty Smith, the senator, and elect Patty Murray, I'm sorry, and elect Tiffany Smiley to the Senate, who's a Republican. So the West Coast blockade is kind of cracking.
Well, I know. And see, the biggest thing I was concerned about because of the fact that you talk about rhinos, Murkowski, that woman needs to go worse than most of them. Yeah. Because, I mean, she literally has aligned herself with the Democrat Party. And, you know, so does McConnell, but it's not his time yet. But it's coming. I'm just kind of curious. What do you think the chances are for Kelly Chewbacca?
Well, there are not a lot of polls that go on in Alaska because they're so expensive and the population is so thin. But the most recent polling has them basically tied. And usually when a result is tied, it means that they're not going to reelect the person. It's like asking if you're being married to the same woman next year and you say, I'm under it doesn't say great things about the marriage.
Well, and you got to wonder, too, because what are they, like three electoral votes up there?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. So, right. It's one of those things that they don't spend a lot of money yet. There has been some infusion of capital into Murkowski's campaign. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If people are watching what she's done, and this is the way it is, I think, in all 50 states, if people are watching what the Democrats have done, what the policies have done, I mean, you've been championing the thought that the policies is what's going to drive this thing into the red wave, right?
Yeah, it's not even the things they failed to solve. It's the problems they created.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't having any inflation until Biden gave us inflation by this massive spending. We weren't having any energy price increases until he basically banned fossil fuel development and exploration that forced up prices incredibly. And we weren't having a flow of drugs or illegal immigrants over the border until Biden basically opened the border and repealed all of Trump's policies. So we not only have a situation here where the party failed to solve the problem, but the party caused the problem.
So my follow-up to that is, knowing this, knowing what he's done, open borders, trying to change the demographic, I would wonder whether or not after this midterm, if what you say comes true, what are the chances of Biden and Harris and the entire cabinet as it stands now being impeached and thrown out and McCarthy being president and putting a whole new cabinet in that's actually going to do the right thing, reinstate everything, get rid of all these agreements, chuck the New World Order out the door? I mean, what do you think the chances are of that happening?
Well, too low for zero, as Elton John would say. But I do think that it's very likely that because of the Republican wave and the magnitude of the defeat of the Democrats, that they're going to come to Biden and say, look, you can't run again. We're not going to throw you out now, but you have to announce that you're not going to run for re-election. Oh. And then the implied threat there will be that if you don't do that, we'll run a primary against you and defeat you. And with the Republicans basically united behind Trump, and at that point the Democrats are in a food fight over who would replace Biden, and the fulcrum of that fight will be the left just saying that the right is responsible because they didn't permit us to go far enough in free Medicare and free college and stuff, and the moderates saying we're going to lose because the left went too far in transgender and other stuff. And I think that'll be a delightful fight. And I think Trump is going to be the next president.
So obviously that's why you wrote the number one best-selling book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And so, you know, a lot of people have said, yeah, but his age. And see, this January 6th committee, we've had discussions about that in the last hour. I had a caller from New Jersey that I'm sure is still listening, Dan, out there. And he's like, one of these things is that, you know, rather than chuck the January 6th committee, you know, they need to try to keep Trump from testifying until after the midterms and after January 20th, when all these newcomers get sworn in. He needs to stall appearing before this January 6th committee so they can basically unseat and put another 6th committee in that's actually going to investigate the truth and go after Pelosi and after everybody else that was in charge that refused, and Muriel Bowser, and nail these people to the wall for not putting National Guard troops in there to stop the insurrection and go after these agents provocateur. And I think that he really needs to stay out of that. He needs to stay out of the deposition chair until after the midterms, don't you?
Yeah. Well, the midterms are tomorrow, but yes, I do. It's not January 21st. The new Congress is sworn in on January 1st.
Yeah.
So he only has 2 months to do that, and I think they'll
right.
do that. I think the point is the committee will go out of existence on January 1st because the Republicans will win the House. And the first thing they're going to do, the very first thing, is dissolve that stupid committee, along with all of its subpoenas, depositions, and everything else.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected on that. All right. See, folks, we all make mistakes. I'm right at the front line here. Dick just corrected me. So understand, this is the way the system works. And so, you know, understand, we got to get this straight. And so now, you don't think Trump is too old by the time 2024 gets here? You think everything is going to be solid? His mental capacity is going to be there, even though he took the jab and the boosters and stuff? He's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, look at him. I mean, watch him when he speaks, when he performs. I mean, he's acting like a 50-year-old.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, isn't he? Yeah.
He's what?
I said he is kind of, sort of, yeah, acting like a 50-year-old. I mean, he's out there, and he's been making, I mean, what, four speeches in the last week, right?
I know, yeah, one a night. And that takes a lot out of you. Can you imagine? And these aren't just 5 minutes nice-to-be-here speeches. These are two-hour speeches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's obviously showing the vitality and ability to be president again, and I look forward to his being that.
All right. Now, the thing is that between now and January 1st, when the House gets installed and the Senate gets installed, Biden's administration has that much more time to mess things up. Do you see that happening?
Well, yeah, I think that we have to realize that Trump will announce his candidacy shortly after the election. And his real opponent is not anyone in the Republican Party for the nomination. It's Merrick Garland. The only way that they can defeat Trump is by going after him in the criminal justice system on these phony charges. I want to say trumped-up charges, but these phony ones. And I believe that they'll fail. I think that the more they go after him, the more the supporters of Trump will rally to his defense. But I think that ultimately, the Democratic Party is in total disarray, will have no capacity to lead. And I think the next 2 years, you're going to see the Democrats twisting slowly in the wind while the Republicans wait to take over. Problem with our Constitution is we can't do it right away. But that's fine. We'll do fine when we take over.
Well, I'm hoping that that's the case, Dick, seriously, because, I mean, this country can't take another 2 years of this nonsense.
Yeah.
Not open borders, not nothing. I mean, they need to finish building that wall, and they need to deport everybody that's been brought in here and get them out of here. I mean, they're illegal. They're not supposed to be here. End of story.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, good. We'll talk after Election Day, but I think things look very, very good.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate that. Once again, your number one. How's your book selling? Is it? I mean, obviously, it says number one, but I mean, you're selling a lot of copies of that book right now.
I've sold 100,000 copies, so I'm pretty happy.
Wow, that is wonderful. We appreciate that, and thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
DickMorris.com is the website. Dick, thanks so much for coming on the program. We appreciate you. And let's just hope that that red wave actually happens, and I see the only way that it's going to happen is if we, the people, get out and cast the vote. Got that? It's not going to happen any other way. You know, these media narratives, you know what they're going to do. They're going to come out, and they're going to try to twist. We always have to be vigilant and on guard. And I really think that it would be a great idea that the communities, if you know there's a ballot box out there, get together with your neighbors. Make a pact, even if you're only out there for a couple hours at a time and you got to take a potty break, man the ballot boxes everywhere that they're 200 feet away from them with your cell phone and watch as people vote, especially late at night. If they come at late at night is normally when it's not in the middle of daylight. They're going to come when they can't easily be seen. If they get out of the car with a hoodie and open their trunk and put the big case, bring out a crate of ballots, you know what they're there for. You need to get out of the car, take a picture of their license plate and their car and them holding the ballots and call them out and say, I got you on camera. I'm calling the sheriff. And if they come after you, jump back in your car and you know, if it was me, I'm sorry, I'd run their ass over. But, you know, you probably are going to be a little bit more civil and just sit there with the car locked, the doors locked, and call the sheriff and say, I'm being attacked by somebody trying to stuff a ballot box. Who knows, if you're in a constitutional carry state, you might even bring your gun with you. But I'm not going to tell you what to do with it, but you have a right to protect yourself. You got that? So if you see somebody out there, I mean, I can't say that you can hold them at gunpoint because every state's got different laws. But if you see somebody commit a crime, what about citizen's arrest? I mean, you know, you see, we have to be suspicious about all this because these people will stop at nothing to try to pull off another stunt like what they did in 2020. At least that's what a lot of you think, right? So, you know, I'm not trying to be extremist here. I'm trying to be logical and sensible. Based on the call that we just got from Esther and Sherry, I know you just called trying to get in. You can call back in. Bob in Missouri, you can call back in. You were having problems with your phones. You know, we do have open lines for the rest of the hour here. And, you know, all of these things, like Dick said, are driving people to the polls. Even Democrats and independents are tired of this nonsense. They didn't vote for it. We're trying to be sensible and we're trying to be reasonable, but there are people out there with nefarious intent that will do whatever it takes in these states, especially in blue state cities, where we have the opportunity to sit on ballot boxes that are not monitored by cameras and enforce the law. Now, we got to know what the law is, because this is why one of the reasons why we put that infographic up that is going to be posted, hopefully, before people start voting. If anything's going to be happening, it's going to be tonight or tomorrow night at the last minute. They'll come when it gets dark all the way up until midnight, and that's when I really would be monitoring these ballot boxes, if you know of any, that you can sit on from the time it gets dark until midnight is when the propensity would be more likely for them to come stuff ballot boxes, because they're going to clean them out at midnight. And if these things are overloaded and they're carrying cases and cases and cases of ballots, it's because nobody was watching them and somebody was stuffing them. And the one way to get them and prosecute them is by being there and making a citizen's arrest when you see somebody coming with cases of stuff. Got to stop it, folks. I know somebody out there is going to do this. They're going to be watching. And if they're clear about prosecuting, this would be the time to do it, because we need to make an example of these people. Twitter or no Twitter, fact checkers or no fact checkers. So we revisited science and technology. There's an article about the mainstream media. And this is something that Dr. Mercola put up. We also want to let you know that they're coming after Peter McCullough, Dr. McCullough, the cardiologist from Dallas, claiming of misinformation from Dr. McCullough. But he's seen all of this. And you got to wonder, U.S. State Department is now giving passport application data to law enforcement and intelligence. This is what's being reported by Yahoo News about Operation Whistle Pig. This is a wide-ranging leak investigation launched by a Border Patrol agent and his supervisors at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's National Targeting Center. Last week, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden sent a letter to Antony Blinken, winking, blinking, a nod, requesting detailed information on which federal agencies are provided access to State Department passport information on U.S. citizens. Yep. Gotta wonder about this. Remember, we pretty much identified that Deep State has been doing a lot of this bad behavior, and they need to be eliminated. The problem is, when Trump got into office in 2016, he relied on, Barr and others, William Barr. No, you are not going to keep, you cannot clean house of deep state when you have somebody aligned with deep state who says, I got your back, I got your six. No, it's not going to happen. No, you need somebody that actually knows where these players are, can bring them out, bring them before a committee, much like the Un-American Activities Committee of the days of Roy Cohn and McCarthy, and drag these people out into the open, browbeat them, and put them in jail. Because anybody that has gone against the Constitution needs to be tried for treason and sedition against the United States. and they need to go away, like Gitmo. Give them a taste of Cuba. I mean, they want to go work for the Castro regime or the subsequent regime to Castro. They are more than welcome to do that. They just got to stay there. No coming back into the States. I know. God, I'm starting to sound like my father. Jeez. Unbelievable. I got to stop that. In the health category, and like I said, we're welcoming your phone calls. We got a couple of minutes to the bottom of the hour break, and then we're going to come back and take more of your phone calls. The carnivore diet could be deemed a dangerous fad or a health rescuer. There's an article in our health section of our email blast talking about a carnivore or meat-only diet can be uniquely beneficial for some people, especially those struggling with autoimmune diseases, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, chronic pain, and mental health disorders. It can also be used as a detox strategy for 3 to 12 months because one of the benefits of eating meat, red meat, as long as you focus on that, limit chicken and pork, a really low in omega-6 fat, according to Dr. McCullough, which is the most harmful type of fat and a primary driver of chronic disease. You're also removing most of all sources of oxalates found in many plant foods and many plant lectins. Both can trigger inflammation and a variety of health issues, including chronic pain and autoimmune diseases. Another benefit of the carnivore diet's got to do with carnosine, which is a sink for glycolated lipids. Glucose attaches to the carnosine, and as a result, your glucose level goes down. Carnosine is also a longevity molecule. More about that in that email blast article you're going to get. And there, of course, is another article, Dying to Be Free, How America's Ruling Class is Killing and Bankrupting Americans and What to Do About It. Article by Dr. Leland Stillman, sharing his views on conventional and alternative healthcare systems and how an entirely new healthcare system can and is being built that's focused on maintaining health rather than managing disease. Now, if you're like me, I don't trust modern medicine now after this garbage with the pandemic and how they're lining up behind the CDC. I don't even want to go to my wellness exam. Medicare. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. See all these things that are wrong with the system? We got to fix it. We will be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Thirty-four minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour for our final segment. And I guess I got to quit busting on my dad. I was busting on him before the break. See, he's one of these kinds of the Archie Bunker types, and he would say, if you don't like it here, move to Russia. Let's see, what was the other famous quote is, let's see. Oh, yeah, this is the best system we've got. And I'm like, really? I know most of you out there scratching your heads wondering, where I got my political advice from. He voted party line Republican. Whether the candidate was any good or not, he voted for the party line. It's what he did. All right. That's, tries to instill values, being frugal, saving, and then he retired from working all those years for the Aetna, moved to Florida, became sedentary, and died. Yeah. Died in one of the worst hospitals in the country. You know, all that that brought it up. You said, what brought it up, Dave? Why do you bring that up? Well, because of the fact how conventional medicine kills and what to do about it. My father died of a staph infection at Manatee Memorial Hospital in Florida. It was rated second to the bottom in safe hospitals in the entire United States of America at the time. Yeah, second from the bottom, the second worst hospital in the nation. Yeah, I'm calling it like it is because I did research on it and found that. It was rated that low. Got a staph infection in the hospital because he went in there to be treated for an infection in his thumb. Yeah. Wow. Dying to be free. How America's ruling class is killing and bankrupting Americans and what to do about it. And, you know, here's the thing. Look at these hospitals. We're all incentivized to kill people. I know I might be stepping way into a gray area here, which is okay because we have a disclaimer, remember? I know some of these, you might be just scratching your head or going, oh my God, Dave, where are you going with this? There's been enough evidence out there that if they got remdesivir and got put on a ventilator and got diagnosed with COVID, a hospital could make up to $300,000 for each person they killed. And the nurses know it. And the doctors know it, and the hospital administrators know it. And so when you go to your doctor, oh, you need to put him in the hospital right away. You know, then I think of hospital. What is it? It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Remember that one-liner from the movie Airplane with Leslie Nielsen, who plays the doctor on the airplane? I just want you to know we're all counting on you. Yeah, we're all counting on you, all right? We have a video that we're including on our email blast about Dr. Peter McCullough facing the loss of his medical credentials for putting out misinformation. You see, and that's why I don't trust the medical profession anymore, because people like him that are stepping outside their safe boundaries, people like Angelina Ferrella of Webster, Texas, another doctor, Texas Medical Board's going after her too. All because of anonymous tips that are pointing fingers at her. See, they can't even bring the people out. I helped get a Texas attorney disbarred. Did you know? He screwed with my clients because I'm a paralegal when I'm not doing this. By the way, I'm setting up a foreclosure relief defense seminar in Los Angeles at the end of January. I'm not going to release the details yet. But those of you in California that know or are being affected, right now there are 13,539 foreclosures going on in the state of California that are active, and another 2,800 whose houses have been put up for sale. Now, I don't know about helping them out, but January 28th, we're trying to set up a date at LAX Airport at one of the hotels there. And I'm going to be one of the speakers along with attorney Al West, Ronald J. O'Donnell, Juris Doctorate, who was an instructor for like 40-some-odd years that deals in bankruptcy issues. And Jody Williams, who is a certified paralegal on loan mods. I mean, this is going to be a big event, and we only have limited seating for like 150 people. So, and the price is cheap to get in the door. It's $395 for an all-day class. And we're teaching HBOR and various other subject matters, you know, your chain of title and loan mods. And, you know, some of these things are a little shady, and why people use bankruptcy, how to prolong, how about your plan B, all of that's going to be included. So, you know, I just want to let you know that it's out there. You know, we're all about solutions. ClottedTitles.com. We'll have that information later. But we can't discuss anything further until we make all the final arrangements. But that is in the offing, just to let you know. I know people from all over the country are going to be flying in because these Consumer Protection Act statutes that are out there. It's what I like about education. I have found so many people that have used the Consumer Protection Act violations to go after their lender are having more luck than people that are trying to file quiet title actions. There is a right way and a wrong way to do this, folks. Moving back to the health category, vitamin B12 plays an important role in neurological function, and deficiency leads to a number of related changes. Believe it or not, when you're lacking vitamin B12, you could have issues like personality disturbances, irritability, depression, dementia, even psychosis. People with depression and high B12 levels have better responses to treatment. So at the Power Mall, we have vegan safe vitamin B12, and the link is on the email blast we're going to send you. All right. Under the energy and environment category, and by the way, the phone lines are still open at 844-877-2944. Last time I checked, that was the phone number. You know what that phone number is, right? 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Another little slip there. America's oil supply problem is worse than you think, according to Ezra Yacob, president of EOG Resources, Inc. He told analysts this during a third quarter earnings call. Oil production in the U.S. will maintain a low growth rate in 2023. The number of oil rigs, frack spreads, and workers indicated a low growth rate in the near future. This is not a good sign for this coming winter. You know, it's really funny. They talk about global warming, yet we're supposed to have a very bad cold winter. Kind of makes global warming look a little weird, you know? Makes the narrative look like a big lie. Huh. They just want to kill people. I'm convinced of it. How many people this year do you think are going to freeze to death because they don't have heat in their homes? And then they got the jab. And then they're getting boosters. And they get more of that mRNA garbage in their system. Wow. And they're dying of blood clots. Gotta wonder about those blood clots, huh? More and more of these embalmers out there are finding blood clots the length of the leg of the decedent. Wow. And for those of you who like avocados, did you know that each avocado requires 18.5 gallons of water to produce one? Charles in Ohio, I have a feeling you're going to talk to me about energy production in your own home, right?
Oh, not necessarily your own home, and I hope you're doing well today.
And oh, I am, but here I thought I was going to be on the same thinking track thought process as you. All right, so go ahead.
Oh, well, no, you're not wrong. I'm banging my head up against the wall trying to figure out what to send, what kind of information to send you. You wanted something more current to get
you. I did. If you've got something we can use for solutions, I definitely would like to hear it. If you can generate electricity in your own home and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg and a left, you know what?
Well, absolutely. And it's like I say, it's done every day by anybody who has a vehicle and started. That's why every time I see one of these natural disasters, like these hurricanes or whatever, that devastates Florida, you can use your automobile engine. Of course, people can get in their car and get warm. Well, another thing, you could take that radiator, extend it, put it in your house, and put a 12-volt fan on it and heat your home. People could build a carriage assembly and set their front wheels, their drive wheels, front or rear. Well, I mean, you know, this isn't no... Over. The reason I don't want to tell people what to do is because anybody, basically, for me, this started for me, and now I have 40,000 patents I've reviewed. They're not all interesting and all to do with my main subject, but 40,000 patents, and they are the footprints from where they first seen we could generate power in our homes and how they decided back then to stop us from doing it. And the reason I went back is because I was looking at current patents like Thomas Ogle, and his is very easy to understand, in 1977. But it was before him. Charles Nelson Poe got shut down. And when I looked at the two inventions, well, Pogue has several patents, but the two inventions, the basic ones, are air stripping hydrocarbons in a fuel tank, bubbling air through gasoline, like it's done at refineries, and that makes gas. That is a simple gas producer. When our first plants, there were thousands of plants across America that produced gas rather than mined natural gas because they didn't do that. Well, the ancients knew of it and could see it coming out the ground and causing flames, but it wasn't commercially mined natural gas until after we had already made gas producer plants, and the last ones closed down in the U.S., I think it was in the 60s or 70s. We produce gas. It's made from, it can be made from wood and coal or wood and tar. And those are only two of the feedstocks. It can also be made from bubbling air through gasoline, and it's a number of ways. So, I mean, it's, and the reason I don't want to tell people how to do it is because right in the patents I have for that from the 1920s and 1900s, it says we don't want to do this because of the insurance problems it can cause. It's dangerous. And that's the thing about the producer plants we had around America and in Europe and in England that made gas. They are some of the first Superfund sites. A lot of the utility companies still maintain titles of those properties so that people won't build on them and cause environmental hazards and illnesses. They know, all you have to do, look on Wikipedia and look for manufactured gas. And you'll see the history right there. It'll show you, and it can lay it out. But it's not gonna. Nobody's gonna tell you, "Oh, take your generator and take the exhaust and run it into a tank of gasoline." Nobody's gonna tell you that because if one person is successful, 10 people will blow themselves up.
Yeah, I agree. That probably will happen because a lot of people, even with a generator and a power outage, make the big mistake of not putting it at least 10 feet away from your back door and running an extension cord in the house. No, they got to put it in their garage or in their kitchen, and they run a generator and they poison themselves with carbon monoxide. I just, you got to wonder about these people. And it's like, well, we don't want anybody to steal our generator, so I put it in the garage and I just, completely overloaded my whole house with carbon monoxide. And they wonder why, gee, Mom, why are you passed out?
Well, that's even like I say about you can heat your home by running an extension from the exhaust. You are running carbon monoxide into your home potentially, and you want to. You would have to use a closed system, and you would have to be familiar with it, like you say, proper venting and detectors to prevent that. And so that's not a doable thing for insurance companies or municipalities.
But I like the radiator. I like your radiator idea, Charles, about, extending your radiator and doing a 12-volt fan.
Well,
I know
that's the thing.
Remember the old wood-burning stove concept where you run
hoses
with heated? You heat your stove in a wood firebox, and then you run a line into your house, and you run your hot line into a coil, which you could be the radiator you're talking about, and run it into a coil and run it back out, and then have a fan blowing up and blowing the heat into your house. Now, that I used to have in an old house in Kansas I used to own that was built in 1882. I call it the classic money pit. But that had one of those wood-burning fireboxes across the driveway from the house, and the lines ran underneath. And then, of course, the fan basically blew all this stuff up through the furnace.
Absolutely. And see, that just brings up real fast another gas producer. It is when you put green wood into a closed vessel and you heat it to a point, the wood starts outgassing a burnable gas. So, I mean, it has been done in so many different ways, but they call each one of them a different thing. They're all gas. They're manufactured gas, and you're doing gas production. And it's been done since the early 19, the patents go back when they were perfecting the internal combustion engine or just getting it widespread industrial commercial use. They also were doing gas production. So, I mean, they knew. There were smart people working on this back then. It's like all the guy I talk about, Thompson, who worked with Thomas Edison and his subsidiary that turned into GE Research, he's the one that wrote the papers on how alcohol fuel, and see, they were trying at that time before going up to the 1920s, he started way before that, but they were looking at alternatives for rural areas, and they had corn fuel that they had distributed to stations in like the Southwest, but the Naval Research and GE Research did studies to prove or to look at the feasibility of using alcohol as a fuel, and they had thousands of paper that were favorable to it. Oh, there was. Had you covered about Sherry Tenpenny and Ohio's license again, where they're trying to call her up on the floor carpet?
No, that's news to me. It doesn't surprise me, really, because anybody that's coming out with anything that makes sense is getting attacked, and that's part of our cancel culture. And speaking of which, I've got a few news stories that I got to cover here, so I'm going to have to cut you short on this one, but I appreciate your input. And if you want to send me something at support@thepowerhour.com, I would be happy to share it when you do come up with something, Charles, that you can share without worrying about people blowing themselves up. And I appreciate that because everybody's looking for solutions here, and we appreciate you. We've got a video under garden farming and homesteading on YouTube for fall gardening activities, and I've got a picture in here that I'm including in here, and it shows a bunch of eggs, and they're in jars on a shelf at room temperature. And they're not pickled eggs. They're homegrown, unwashed eggs stored in lime water. The lime water fills in all the pores of the egg and encases them in a shell of glass. Water-glassed eggs can last, stored at room temperature like this, for up to 2 years. Yeah. So those of you that have a chicken coop with very productive chickens, mine are halfway there, but I'm getting a couple eggs a day. It's enough to survive right now till all five of them are laying. It may take a couple more months. But, you know, when you have all those eggs starting to pile up, I'm making a lot of quiches with the dough pucks, and I'm also making quiches without any dough. We call them eggless quiches. You may have made them before, so you don't have to worry about all that bread, you know, and baking and whatnot, and yeast and everything else you put in your system. You could just have basic fresh eggs serving as a crust as well. COVID-related news, there's a piece in here, it's a two-part paper, an overview on COVID-19-related abnormal blood clots, how they form, how to detect them early, and how they're being treated, because we certainly don't want you dying of a stroke. A doctor is sharing alternative spike protein treatments when go-to options fail. I would anticipate this guy, when that goes public, that they'll come after his medical license too. And government data is now showing deaths due to alcohol spiked nearly 30% in America during the first year of the pandemic because it saw a rise in anxiety and depression. So people, you know, and it's really amazing how liquor stores stayed open the whole time. What did they know about what this was going to do to people? They get stressed out. They have alcohol-induced deaths or dementia. Alcohol caused liver or pancreas failure, alcohol poisoning, withdrawal. You know, the rate of such deaths had been going up in the two decades before the pandemic by about 7% or less each year. But, I mean, this skyrocketed when the pandemic hit because people were freaking out, didn't know how to deal with it, and turned to booze. Forget about the drug and the overdose. But you see, what happens when the electricity goes out and we're back in the dark ages? Then what happens? Won't be the Stone Age, because we have devices that we've told you about here on this program that you can, you know, manual can opener that you can open a can with. You've got, you know, a charcoal grill or someplace you can cook with wood or fuel. You know, you have to get some survival skills I hate to use that word. No, you know what? I don't hate to use the word prepper. I'm serious. That's why we have, you know, our own 25-year shelf life food storage, and I've been preparing a lot of it. And it is very viable, and they're very transparent, which is one of the reasons why we recommend them. So you got to have some survival skills if you don't already. You've got to make provisions for that with what money you have. If there's stuff that you can do, a garage sale in order to raise the money to get the alternatives, get rid of the stuff. I know, God, there's some of you out there that are hoarders. I know, I hit a nerve. What do you mean, get rid of my stuff? Gee, are you irritable? Yeah, you can't. You got to have garage sales and lose some of the stuff. Because what's one man's junk is another man's treasure, and it's worth money. Sell it on eBay. Do anything you can to get rid of the stuff you don't need and get the stuff you do need to survive. In the realm of cancel culture, believe it or not, Kathy Griffin has been suspended from Twitter after impersonating Elon Musk. Yep. A little stunt for Democrats. Changed her profile name while employing Musk's exact profile picture. Kathy Griffin asked thousands of her followers to vote blue in the upcoming midterms. Wow. Can they get it for election fraud? That's misrepresentation, even on social media. I mean, her account's been suspended, but can they criminally prosecute something like that? Makes you wonder. And a Twitter employee, oh, sob story, claims he was fired while sleeping. He woke up locked out of all of his accounts and couldn't work anymore. His story is one of thousands from Twitter workers who were alerted by email or noticing they were being locked out of the company's system. Talk about cancel culture. And now they're suing Twitter and Musk because they've been impacted by the layoff. Well, you know what? Your own damn fault. Gave him an inch. He took a mile. Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you. Stay safe. God bless the United States of America. Go out and vote tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.